Greetings, I am Imani Naila Farley Samad. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I am the one who attracts faith magnetically by developing a luminous mind through meditative consciousness and enlightenment amongst ferns, plants, and forest clearings. My first name is Imani. My parents named me Imani when I was born in October 28th, 1983. And my mother and father named me Imani because at that time in their lives, they were looking to increase their faith. Iman is a name that is so deep. It's hard to really express exactly what the full meaning is. But Iman and Iman are across, actually the word exists across many languages. I first heard of the name Imani through the Swahili language, meaning faith. Yet as a Muslim, every time I said my name Imani, Muslims that spoke Arabic smiled often when they heard my name and said that it meant lit, faith or belief, in the Arabic, Urdu, Hindi, and Bangla languages. In Spanish, Imani means magnet, an imam or knack. And it's interesting because when I traveled to Mexico City for the first time, I came across a company called Iman, and I looked up what the language meant in Spanish and what the name meant in Spanish, and the definition is magnet. So faith and magnet, as related to the word Iman or Imani, is very specific, and also those words can be used interchangeably and will be used interchangeably in meditation. Naila in the Urdu, Arabic, Hindi, and Bangla languages means the one who succeeds, an obtainer, a winner, or an achiever. And that is my middle name. Farley is the name that was given to me from my father. His last name that he was born with was Farley. It is an Irish name derived from Old English, which means fern and a woodland clearing. The descendants from the Farley meanings man of valor. And there are many ways of spelling Farley. And I still am in the journey to find my other Farley descendants and to understand more about that last name, which was given to me most likely from someone who may have owned my family during the 1700s and 1800s. Samad, Samadhi, is the in the Arabic language, it means eternal, everlasting, servant of the Lord, and the one of the names of God in Islam. In Buddhism, Hinduism, Jainism, Sikhism, and yogic schools, it means a state of meditative consciousness. Samad al-Shan is an archaeological site in Oman where Iron Age was first identified. In yogic traditions, the Burmese Vipassana movement and the Thai forest tradition rely on its meditative absorption or trance attained by the practice of Dhyana. In the oldest Buddhist sutras, it refers to the development of a luminous mind, which is equanimous and mindful. In Buddhism, it is the last of the eight elements of the Noble Eightfold Path. An Ashtanga yogic tradition is the eighth and final limb identified in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. A crater in the northern hemisphere of Saturn's geography is active moon Enceladus. And in Mount Samat in the Philippines, it is the Shrine of Valor in a historical shrine near the summit of Mount Samat in the Tower of Pilar. In the Republic of Philippines, and it is the memorial shrine complex that was built in honor to remember the Filipino and American soldiers who fought against the Imperial Japanese Army during World War II. So these are very specific names are part of my life. They are four names that define me: Imani, Naila, Farley, Samad. Samad is the last name that my father and mother took when they became Muslim in the 1970s. And so I am constantly reflecting on my name. And so I wanted to share it with you as we begin this journey together. Thank you so much for joining me and learning more about me and listening. Peace.